Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Just got to get the old Mighty Alice and my big two-bottom plow out and get that garden plowed there a little bit. But then people will drive by and want me to do some custom work for them. That's kind of a problem, too. Anyway, coming up, the update at 7, sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management. Light rain and 43 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News. George Santos will be sentenced today. The former New York congressman pleaded guilty to what federal prosecutors called a long-running con of lies, fake donors, and stolen documents. They want the Republican sentenced to 7 years in prison. His lawyers say he should only serve 2 years. Also in New York today, Luigi Mangione expected to plead not guilty in connection with last year's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York City. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty. The number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin of Illinois, announced Wednesday he will not seek re-election. Thursday, he elaborated on why.
I love this job. I think it's a terrific job. But I also know reality. There comes a point in your career when the torch must be passed, and I've reached that point.
Thousands of people gathering in New Mexico, the Gathering of Nations Festival beginning today. Organizers call it the largest powwow in North America. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family prescription. Adoption Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice, and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump. 647-6345.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
A high temp in the upper 50s today with cool and some off and on showers possible, ending by early afternoon. Northeast winds at 6 to 15. Clearing and brisk tonight, a low of 35. Saturday, mostly sunny and pleasant and a high of 62. And Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, a bit breezy and a high of 67. Right now, WRCO Studios, after a little bit of rain, 6/100ths of an inch so far in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. And right now, temperature-wise, we're at our overnight low. It is 43 degrees. Good morning. Today is Friday, April 25th. Get ready for the weekend with us. Here's Ella Langley.
Life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust would. spread their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style. She just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. You're living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. That's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much. You get enough living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough living on love.
Alan Jackson, Living on Love, 7:16 on a Friday morning. We'll get a little Hank going on here today, Hanko or whatever, and we have birthdays and anniversaries. A little bit later on, Mike Clemens will check in from Tidal Town after the first night of the NFL draft. Next hour, he'll report in and see, we'll see what's going on there behind the scenes. He's always got some scoop that you don't hear in the national or the state press, so we look forward to that. Also, hopefully, weather permitting, we'll get all of our events in tonight. I don't know. Right now, at this point, everything's kind of iffy, but the rain is supposed to subside early this afternoon. I know there is a spotlight on the Richland Center softball 1996 team. They're having a little bit of a reunion tonight at the Richland Center softball games between varsity and JV, so introduction of players probably around 6:30 tonight. But a couple of the players from that team reached out and they said, remember when we went to state and you did this song for us? And they let me know this about a month ago. And so I did some digging, you know, here and there. Couldn't find it. And then last night, like in the last box of... June will say junk memorabilia that I was looking, I found it. So I thought maybe we'd spin that. Turn the clock back about 29 years ago, the week Richland Center was going to state in softball in 1996.
You know, I want to kind of go to state somewhere in here in my 4 years I've been, and this is last shot, I guess. So hopefully we do it.
A home run for Kristen Faulkner.
The Richland Center Lady Hornets are the winners of the SWAL Softball Conference.
They're setting at not being able to play games, and then we're three games into first, so all we have to do is win one game. And so we won that last night, and it just didn't seem real.
Swing and a miss, strike three, and Richland Center wins it by a score of 7-1.
Well, I guess how would you grade your team, A, B, C, or D, in winning against Riverbend?
I'll give them an A.
Got my umbrella beneath the seat and my long johns underneath, because there's going to be a softball game, all right. Through the driving rain and snow, with their bats and gloves in tow, the Hornets going to play some ball tonight. From Portage to Duchesne, the Hornets looking mean. Man, they're swinging, bats are ringing every night. Led by coaches Cy and Vicky, they've been running bases tricky. The winds have been a-coming left and right. And they've been taking care of business in the swamp.
Taking care of business.
Hornet ball.
Taking care of business.
Ain't it great?
Taking care of business.
And all the way to state, look out.
Play Elliott, cuts it off in the gap, throws her out at first base. Faulkner into her home run sprint. Dahlberg's next pitch is ripped to Elliott. She has it for the third out. And Richland Center is headed to the sectional.
From spring until the summer, for other teams a bummer. Watching pitches zoom by every night. They're number one in the swamp, playing knockdown, dragout ball, and launching little softballs into flight. Rapping in the gap, getting runners in the trap, and tying batters in a pretzel knot. Fans are gonna flock, Saratoga's gonna rock when the Richland Center Hornets win it all. And they've been
taking care of business
in the swamp.
Taking care of business.
Hornet ball.
Taking care of business.
Ain't it great?
Taking care of business.
And all the way to state, look out.
We looked at pictures the other day of what three fish and some of them looked like when they were so tiny. We can remember when Laura Anderson surrounded second one time, the helmet turned around because it was too big for her.
It's one on left field, a base hit. Bennett scores. Freeman's being waved. She'll score. It's 3-0. One on and miss. Dahlberg strikes out 12. And Richland Center will play for the right to go to the state tournament.
We're still playing. I guess you can't think about it too much. You just think about the next game.
Bounces it up the middle. It's going to sneak in there for a base hit. The runner's being waved. She's going to come home.
There you go, a little flashback to 1996. Wow, that one goes back a little bit. It'll be good to see some of those young women back in town tonight for that little reunion game they got. Well, yeah, a game. They should play a game, but they probably won't. I'll broadcast it if they do. We'll see what old Hank is up to next.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Wilkinson Auction's annual lawn and garden auction is Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. We have hundreds of lawnmowers, tons of ATVs, boats, cars, neat scooters and toys, and even mini excavators and mini loaders. We're taking consignments through Thursday, April 24th. Get your lawn and garden equipment down to Muscadet so we can get it on the auction. Wilkinson Auction's lawn and garden auction, Saturday, April 26th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info on this auction at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Get ready for a fantastic feast. The Waseca Fire Department invites you to their 39th annual fish fry, Saturday, April 26th. It's all you can eat fish and all the fixins served up hot starting at 3 p.m. at the Waseca Fire Station, 200 McCloskey Avenue. Dine in or grab it to go. Plus, raffles galore, guns, baskets, meat, and a live auction. Adults just $15, kids 6 to 12 or $10, and the littles, 5 and under, eat for free. Don't miss it. Support your local firefighters with every bite.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the Community Pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank, what's going on?
Oh,
man?
This microwave bowl's cold, hot, buddy. Really hot.
Yeah. Microwave bowl?
Yeah, you know, from my cooking.
Cooking.
Yeah.
I forgot that. It's the cooking with Hank part.
It's cooking with Hank today.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway.
What have you been making lately?
Well, let's talk about last night. How did the birthday party with June go?
Well, I said she had a class, so.
Did she get home in time?
Yeah, she got home earlier than I thought she would.
Did you have all nice big five-star gourmet dinner ready for her?
No, I had the garbage ready to take out, and she helped me, so. You know, that was about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but you're still here.
Yeah.
But
anyway. No, I bought
I'm
her.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I bought her some, we had supper before she left.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Pigs in the blanket?
Yeah, it was pigs in the blanket.
Yeah, were they good?
Yeah.
Good for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
I'm glad. And again, happy birthday to June. So she needs like 3 days to be married from you.
To be what?
She needs like 3 day celebration.
Oh, just
to be, you know, just to be married to you.
Yeah. Well, it's.
Yeah, because she's so happy being married to you.
Right.
You know?
Trophy husband.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why John Denver's posted in here everywhere. How many times can you go to the John Denver vault?
Well, I've done it twice this week.
Is that enough?
That's probably about the limit. Yeah.
So the next song is just like a freebie.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I understand.
Love Bank.
Yeah. I'm overdrawn.
Yeah.
Calm down, ladies.
Wait
Calm
minute.
Down.
Wait a minute. Yep.
Jeez. They're all over the place in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, selfies cause more deaths than sharks.
Selfies cause.
Well, cause more deaths.
I would say that's probably true.
It is true, buddy.
People being reckless and. Walking off piers and doing
driving. It's like you look over and they're over going like this, and it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand the whole thing, and I'm not very good at them either.
Well, the thing is, that's the last thing I want is a picture of me.
I know.
Hey, one person per camera, please.
Yeah, right.
Wide lens, please. You know, it's just,
yeah.
Yeah. Right. So be careful out there driving. You know, when you raise your arm, Philip. One arm or the other.
One arm, okay.
You're approximately using 160 muscles.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Look at that. I've already got a workout.
I can still do it. And I've been pitching this year with the neighbor kid.
Have you been?
Oh, I'm doing all right. If he gets about 30 feet from me, I'm good.
You are?
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You don't throw it over his head anymore or anything?
No. More than that, I got to go underhand.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it hurt that much?
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, plans for tonight?
Plans for the night. Well, we'll see if we get softball in.
Weather pending?
Yeah, I'm thinking some will play tonight.
Where are you going to be at?
supposed to be here in Richland Center.
Remember
we just did the flashback for the 96 team?
No, I've blinked since then, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
My bad. Good luck to the girls tonight. Yeah. It'd be nice to see the girls from that team come back.
So. Yeah. Yeah, many of them I haven't seen since then.
Yeah, I was in Barneveld last night cheating the kids over there.
So. Sounds like it. A couple of good games. A
couple of good ball games, yep. Highland got the first one 5-4, and then Barneveld got them in the second game 4-0. Mm-hmm. 2 7-inning games. So.
Wow.
Well, Hank was late to bed last night.
I bet Hank was. I bet I beat you to bed last night.
What time did you get in bed?
9.
Yeah, I was just leaving the ballpark. Ah. Nope, I wasn't. I wasn't done yet. But
speaking of Highland, I was very impressed by their seniors we had on the morning
and
show.
Aren't they pretty neat kids?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
What a neat bunch of kids over there. So.
Yeah, we had Kate Terrell, we had Bennett Smith, and we had John Dreschmeyer. They're all seniors.
John Dreschmeyer pitched last night.
Was
Bennett
he?
Pitched last night.
Yeah, but just senior projects. I mean, I've heard of senior projects before, but who publishes a children's book?
As a senior in high school.
That's a senior in high school. Kate Terrell.
So. Kate Terrell does.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Yeah.
I don't think Mr. or Mrs. Terrell would have any other complaints about that at all. They're great people.
Yeah.
Great people over there. So anyway, and you know, anytime you go to Highland as an official, okay, you always feel welcomed by the kids. Absolutely amazing kids.
Oh, that's good.
So yeah, even me.
They haven't run out of town yet.
Not yet. They don't know me yet. Well, I try not to go out there and hang out. Just when ball games get in, get out. So. You know how that is.
Oh, sure.
Yep. Are you ready for the big recipe?
I'm bracing myself here.
All right. Okay. Today is called Bachelor's Casserole.
Bachelor's Casserole.
Now, you got to understand, these are late night snacks. It's not something that, you know, so this is something quick, something easy. That, you know, all these recipes is.
So did you make it last time we got home?
No, a couple weeks ago.
Oh, a couple weeks ago.
All right. So here's the ingredients. 1 can of baked beans, all one right. handful of crushed potato chips, and a slice of American cheese.
All right.
So this is dump the baked beans into a microwave-safe bowl.
Yep.
Sprinkle crushed chips on top. Lay cheese slice over everything. All right. Uh-huh. You think about this. Right?
Yeah.
Microwave until cheese melts, and then eat directly from the bowl while contemplating your life's decisions at 2:30 in the morning.
Bachelor's casserole.
Exactly. Guaranteed you gain 2 pounds by the next day.
Oh, that sounds so good.
it's not bad.
Now, does it matter what kind of baked beans?
No, your flavor.
Oh, okay.
Your flavor. Now, here's the best part. And if you even have some shredded cheese, like the taco shredded cheese
Something,
you can get some of those southern baked beans.
Oh.
Yummy.
Southern baked beans.
Yeah, Bush's has those baked beans where there's like 6 or 7 different flavors. And,
Oh, yeah. Never tried them, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they're really good.
Huh.
And they even have a jalapeno one. It's called Fire and Ice or Sweet Heat or something like that. They're really, really good.
Wow. Well.
And they're really good right out of the can. But anyway.
That's the easiest way. less mess.
Yeah, and if you're real good, you can bend that can and you don't even have to use a spoon.
Oh, is that what you do?
Yeah.
You bend the can and then make a spout out of it?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Just like a funnel right down the old throat.
Oh, why chew?
People look at me and go, probably not, but it's true. It's what I do.
Ah,
so.
Man. Well, you're man enough to admit it. You know?
Yeah, it don't bother me.
Make a confession on the radio.
Yep. Make a spout out of a bean can. All right, the word of the day.
Here's
the big one, buddy.
Here's the word of the day.
It's diverse.
Hank Bray, diverse.
Diverse. It's a noun.
Diverse.
Diverse. Lyrical, non-repeating stanza within a song, Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've got the chorus down, but diverse is still giving me trouble.
Oh, yes.
Right on the money, my man.
Hard to learn diverse.
It's diverse. Got the chorus down, Phil, but that diverse is
diverse.
Killing me.
Yeah, wow. I didn't know you knew that much about music.
Well, I don't know anything about this verse.
Yeah, I guess not. Wow.
Yeah,
I'm impressed. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, anyway.
We learned a lot today, Hank.
Yeah, did you?
Thanks for stopping by. Wow.
You ever wonder, go, wow,
yeah.
What a waste of 10 minutes that is.
What's going on in that brain?
What brain?
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Crickets.
Yeah, crickets. Yeah. Your funny bone is not actually a bone, Phil.
Oh, no.
It's actually a really sensitive nerve, and hitting it, the nerve, it's not that funny.
No, it's not funny at all.
It's not. It's, and especially if you get hit with a baseball or something
Yes. I bet that's happened to you before.
Yeah. Yeah, here's one. In Japan, Philip.
Yes.
Students do not take formal exams until they reach fourth grade, around the age of 10. But first 3 years focus on character building, good manners, with teachers prioritizing values over academics.
Wow. Well, that's so, good theory. Yes,
it is.
They turn out some smart kids, no doubt.
Look at me.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's not the way in Arkansas, is it, though?
Oh, you had manners before you left, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That stuff didn't go through.
I liked my report cards when I was growing up. We had S's. Did you have those?
Yeah, S's. Satisfactory.
Satisfactory. S minus, S plus.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, if I come home with an S minus, I was in trouble.
S minus. Oh, boy. That's the dreaded S minus.
I'll never forget that. Report card day is dreaded at my house.
Man, it was.
It was horrible.
You never saw a kid work as hard in the barn on report card day or parent-teacher conference day. I'd be down there, and then, you know, mother would come down, "Mister, we want to talk to you." I'm like, what? I'd just be sweating from pitching manure or something. What? What's going on? What?
Did you get grounded?
Yeah, usually.
Many times I have. I think my parents had my car more than I did
when
I was in high school.
They hid the keys, but the Farm All M didn't have a key, so there you go.
Yeah, and you just told your secret.
Mode of transportation.
Buddy, I hope you have an awesome weekend.
Sounds good there,
and,
man.
And everybody out there, be safe with the rain today and always be kind.
Enjoy that bachelor casserole today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, ground was broken in Egypt for construction of the Suez Canal. 1945, during World War II, delegates from 50 countries opened a conference in San Francisco, creating the Charter of the United Nations. And the Hubble Space Telescope deployed in orbit from the Space Shuttle Discovery on this day in 1990. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes today from the Bloom City Town Crier. We have wishes for Sheila Bradford and Sarah Fruit, who celebrate today on the 25th of April. And happy anniversary to Rob and Felicia Renish. Happy birthday as well to Dan Hipsch from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Diane Nottigal, love from Bill and Rita. Wishes from the RC Lions to Mike Cook, Mark Waldsmith, Patrick Hilleman, Ruthie Lemke, along with Sheila Bradford, Cheryl Marshall, and Gina Freeman as well. To Tom Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish, happy birthday to Angela Lars from Lori and the Guys, and a happy birthday wish to Rachel Durst from Uncle A and Aunt Carney, also to Angela Lars from favorite Big Brother, Al and Carney, also to Rachel from Lori and the Guys, to Aunt Niece Birthday Combo, Angela Lars and Rachel Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. To Chris Heenick from St. Luke Lutheran Church. Happy birthday, Chris. Happy birthday to my wife, Diane Nottigal, it says. Happy birthday from your husband, George, and granddaughter, Macy. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today, with wishes for us to pass along to one Mark Cup. Have a great day, Mark. To Rhonda Loffenberg, Diane Nottigal, to Micah Nanke, Jeff Wilkinson, and happy anniversary to Sarah and Matthew Winger.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains April 25th through the 28th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
We have received right around a tenth of an inch of rain today. Some things to celebrate today. It is Red Hat Society. It is World Penguin Day, National Zucchini Bread Day. I'm thinking that should be in the fall, at least in the Midwest, anyway. It's National Plumber's Day. It's National Crayola Day. Good day to do some coloring. It's Hairstylist Appreciation Day. Holocaust Remembrance Day. National Arbor Day, observed usually the last Friday in April. East Meets West Day. Child Care Professionals Day as well on the 25th of April. There you go, a few things to celebrate. Here's Neil McCoy on WRCO Radio as we salute our anniversary couples.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me. Tell me
have a great day. Don't get too wet out there today as you go about your merry way. Rain should stop a little bit later on today, the way it sounds. We'll have news, weather, and sports for you. Mike Clemens checks in from the NFL draft as well next hour here on WRCO.
Cordon Maine's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Cordon Maine Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a rainy 43 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by the Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Jet Speed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Dreary and cool today with off and on showers ending by early afternoon, a high of 57. Tonight, clearing and brisk with a low of 35. In Richland Center, we're at our morning low of 43 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Senators Brad Paff and Sarah Kieski, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, held a roundtable in Richland Center yesterday. The purpose of the roundtable was to hear from the community and business leaders on the effects of local impacts caused by federal cuts and actions. Those attending were representatives from the Richland Hospital and Clinics, CEO Bruce Raisler and Vice President of Professional Services Deanna Caspers, to talk about Medicaid cuts. From the Kickapoo School District, middle and high school principal Aaron Mintham, to discuss education funding. The executive director of Feeding Wisconsin, Jackie Anderson, to discuss the impacts of the cuts to federal funding on her organizations and food pantries across the state. From the Aging and Disability Resource Center, Gina Lack, Ingrid Hansen, Roxanne Glubertans-Gerber, and Nicole Bowmeister to discuss the impact that potential Medicaid cuts would have on their organization and people they serve. Representatives from Southwest Community Action Program, Executive Director Brett White, Senior Director Courtney Messer, HR Director Marisol Contreras, and Senior Director Chris Frakes to discuss the impact of federal cuts on Head Start, as well as other programs that affect their organization. Sally Leong, a member of the Wisconsin Farmers Union and owner of Three Fawn Meadows Farm, she discussed the effect tariffs are having on Wisconsin farmers. And TJ Semichin, owner of Wonder State Coffee, to discuss the effects that tariffs or other federal issues have on small businesses. Senator Brad Paff said that it was a good listening session.
I think hearing directly from Southwest Community Action Program speaking about the importance of the Head Start program is it's important that we all recognize that we want our children to get a good head start. And especially early childhood education is so very important. So I really appreciated hearing those comments. But I also appreciated hearing the comments that were shared by the Aging, Disability, and Resource Center team. And when they talk about the concern and outright fear that some of our elderly members in our communities are experiencing right now because they continue to hear about potential cuts to Medicaid as well as to Social Security.
When it comes to Head Start, representatives stated that no one seems to know what is going on. The response they hear is, "Don't call us, we'll call you." They said Head Start is strongly appearing to be gone. Roxanne Klubertans-Gerber stated that 42% of their revenue for the ADRC comes from federal funding. Senator Sarah Kieski said that people are really concerned and anxious, wondering what is going to happen next.
I hear a lot of people understanding that while there are some decisions that are being made that we could understand at a small grade level if we were doing it in an exacting kind of way, unfortunately what's happened is it has been done in a broad, full-on chainsaw kind of way. So that means instead that there are consequences to these decisions that are having ripple out effects that are beyond what had been considered and are now going to be affecting more and more people, creating more and more damage than what we even will know what to expect, and therefore we'll also have more things that we will ultimately have to fix or pay for or address down the road.
Sally Leong said that farmers are not investing in fertilizer or machinery due to the tariffs. TJ Semichin said that small businesses are not having their supplies shipped, which means they will soon go out of business. Perhaps the best advice for all of us comes from Roxanne Klubertans-Gerber.
The biggest thing that you can do right now is reach out to those federal legislators, not just once,
yes,
not just twice, consistently, daily, weekly. Make sure that your voices are heard. Continue to flood their emails, their voicemails with your concerns. Because if you do a one and done, they're going to think it doesn't matter anymore. So just make sure that you continuously are reaching out to those legislators.
The Rivers and Ridges Book Festival, sponsored by the McIntosh Memorial Library in Viroqua, will be held tomorrow. A number of authors will speak about their books and topics. Brian Reisinger, author of Land Rich, Cash Poor, will be speaking at 11 o'clock at the Western Wisconsin Technical College's classroom in Viroqua. He was recently a guest on WRCO's morning show with Phil Nee.
I'm going to be out there talking about our family farm here from Triple Series, southwestern Wisconsin.
that's been around for more than 100 years, and all the issues that are driving disappearance of farms like this. There's people who come from all over the place for this event, and I think that the reality of the situation is that they have seen what's happened to our rural communities as we've lost our farms. They've seen what's happened to our farms, and they've seen what happened to our food supply. You know, the fact that it affects every single American dinner table, regardless of whether people have set foot in a barn before or not.
Reisinger's family still farms in the Spring Green area.
My dad is listening to WRCO every morning during milking, and he's still farming. My sister's working to take over for him. They are raising custom heifers for other dairy herds rather than milking ourselves. We sold our herd in early 2021. We're raising beef for consumers, raising cash crops. As for me, I'm just honored to be able to tell our story. I pursued a writing career off the farm, and now I tell our story in my book, Land Rich, Cash Poor, and in columns. And along the way, I'm searching for solutions. And, you know, they have me involved on the business side as we do our long-term planning. And like any farm kid, they throw me in a tractor on my day off as well. You know, you get the sun coming down on those fields, and you can just drive along and breathe that fresh country air, and all of a sudden things are a little more clear.
A variety of authors will be sharing at the Rivers and Ridges Book Festival being held in Viroqua at the Western Wisconsin Technical College's classroom, the Vernon County Museum and History Center, the McIntosh Memorial Library Program Room, the Viroqua City Hall Community Room, and Bethel Home.
We've got Maggie Ginsburg, formerly with Madison Mags. We've got Michael Perry from up north in the Eau Claire area. There's William Kent Krieger, who's one of the great mystery novelists. And it brings people from all over the place. And I just think it's so great that they can bring that money into the Viroqua area, that they can be there in the hills of southern Wisconsin. We can all share these stories together that say so much about who we are and just bind us together so much, in addition to having to do with all the issues that affect our daily lives.
A complete schedule of sharing times and locations can be found at riversandridgesbookfestival.org/events.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit capitalwealthcares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Friday, April 25th. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center, died April 17th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Faith Hallett, 92 of Richland Center. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly December 22nd at her winter home in Mission, Texas. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 7 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private burial will be held at the Mount Tabor Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the Mount Tabor Cemetery or a charity of your choice. Irma Mae Brown, 83 of Richland Center. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, died January 22nd. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca, died February 14th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Graveside military rites will be held for Lionel at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Avoca Fire EMT Department, the Frank O'Brien Legion Post, Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Lionel Albert Baxter, 101 of Avoca, and Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94 of Richland Center, formerly of Avoca. Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel, died April 4th from congestive heart failure. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be sent to the Tuffley Center in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Betty Beinborn, 91 of Boscobel. Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center, died March 13th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life with a time for sharing will be held Saturday from 1 to 4 at Lonesome Dove in Boaz. A private burial will be held at a later date at Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin. In lieu of flowers, memorials to Mount Tabor Cemetery are preferred. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Carrie Lee Felton, 59, of Richland Center. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center, died Monday in Kenosha. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Gladys Slaney, 85, of Kenosha, formerly of Richland Center. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet, died April 16th after a long battle with cancer. A funeral discourse will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 3 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The funeral will also be available on Zoom. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, May 3rd from 2 until 3. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Jehovah's Witnesses or another charity. Sherry L. McGowan, 78, of Muscadet. Maureen K. Harper, age 63, died Thursday in hospice care at Villa at Lincoln Park in Racine. Memorial services will be held Saturday, May 3rd at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Felton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday, May 3rd, from noon until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Chicago Shriners Children's Hospital, First Christian Church in Kenosha, or Compass Hospice in Mount Pleasant. Maureen K. Harper, age 63. Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date in Kenosha. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Philip Charles Gilbank, age 84.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philback's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by The Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow. He's meeting with Vladimir Putin as the U.S. continues efforts to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Meanwhile, the world continues to prepare for fallout from the trade war that's focused on China.
They're really pushing back hard against the president's repeated claims that he is, in fact, engaging in talks and negotiations with China to end this trade war that he started. The president, in a new interview with Time magazine, says that he has